Connecticut lawmakers could grant state residents the ability to gamble on their phones if they legalize sports betting. Mobile betting is seen as a convenient way for people to get access to sports betting as opposed to driving to a brick-and-mortar location and then waiting in line to place a bet. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano asks, would that convenience ultimately pose a danger for those with addiction issues?
Imagine mobile betting being available at your fingertips. You can put down $100 on the Patriots and not even have to leave your house. But now imagine that you lose and you want to get back that $100 you just lost.
And you throw some alcohol in that and you have people who are so dedicated to their teams, we think that that's really a recipe for disaster. That people are really going to lose control on sports betting.
Diana Good is the executive director of the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. She's one of four people there taking daily calls from people struggling with gambling addiction. Right now, the council says that 35,000 Connecticut residents have been diagnosed with a clinical criteria for problem gambling disorder. Good thinks it'll be worse with mobile betting.
We think the problem could potentially even double. So we would love to see additional funding coming to the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling and other agencies that are working with problem gamblers.
The state of New Jersey launched sports betting last June and then went mobile 2 months later. Neva Pryor runs that state's Council on Compulsive Gambling. She says that the council's hotline is experiencing a 22% increase in calls.
That's where our concern is that it's so accessible and it's so easy to do, and your credit card is linked to it. If you go to the store and you're using your credit card instead of cash, sometimes you'll spend more because it's a card instead of seeing that actual green leaving your hands.
Pryor does say that part of the increase could relate to problem gamblers feeling empowered to reach out and talk about their habits now that sports betting is no longer illegal in New Jersey. And some sports betting advocates like Chris Cipolla would tell you that mobile betting can actually help people who previously gamed in an unregulated market. He's an executive with DraftKings. That's a sports gaming outlet that offers a mobile betting platform in New Jersey.
The existence of mobile in and of itself is not a bad thing for problem gambling, as there are safeguards that can be implemented very easily and are in the regulated market that do not exist in the illegal market.
DraftKings would want to bid on a mobile sports betting operating license in Connecticut if the state goes that way. Cipolla says that the DraftKings app allows people to set play limits and deposit limits so that they don't get in too deep. MGM Resorts International also wants in on sports betting business in Connecticut. Scott Butera says MGM invests $5 million a year for problem gambling. He's MGM's director of interactive gaming, and he spoke to us from his Las Vegas office.
We absolutely have on our apps training sessions, which are very user-friendly, that someone can learn how to game responsibly. And obviously, through the data we receive from the mobile device, if we notice that there's a particular problem, someone who's changed their behavior one way or another, we're able to, you know, act on that.
Butera says convenience is one reason to go mobile, but he says the money the state would make on sports betting if they were to offer a mobile platform might push it over the top.
Initially can get well over $100 million and make its way to $200 to $250 million pretty quickly.
Those are big numbers. But whether MGM or DraftKings could get in on sports betting in Connecticut is unclear. So far, only local stakeholders have been included in conversations related to operating licenses. State Representative Joe Varenja chairs the legislative committee that last week passed sports betting-related bills for consideration by the full General Assembly. He doesn't deny mobile gaming's potential impact.
I think in every state, just about every state, you're going to see a mobile platform because that's really where the money is.
But if the state goes ahead with mobile betting, Diana Good just wants lawmakers to think about the people who might feel the biggest impact.
A lot of people who think this is a great idea just want to bring this into this century. And my feeling is that's fine. This is the ball that's rolling down the hill that the four people at the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling cannot stop. We just want to make sure when that ball rolls over someone and crushes them, there's help.
Varenja, the lawmaker, says he recognizes the risks of any expanded gaming. In response, he's proposing that 2% of all revenue generated from sports betting goes to problem gambling. And if mobile sports betting really is the moneymaker that proponents say it is, that may mean more help for problem gambling. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.